The Algerian-based group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb made the kidnapping claim in an audio tape given to the Al Jazeera television network. The man identifying himself as Saleh Abu Mohammed says that France and Spain will be informed later about the kidnapper's demands. Spain says it cannot confirm the validity of the claim but is investigating the report. Three Spanish aid workers were kidnapped November 29th, south of the Mauritanian city Nouadhibou, on the road to the capital Nouakchott. Gunmen abducted a Frenchman in eastern Mali November 26th. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb is a Sunni organization, which was formerly known as the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat. It began as an insurrection against Algeria's secular military rulers after they canceled parliamentary elections in 1992, when it appeared a coalition of Islamic groups might take power. It has since expanded and aligned itself with the broader Al-Qaeda terrorist network, claiming responsibility for suicide bombings in Algeria last year and the kidnapping of two Austrian tourists in Tunisia who were later freed in Mali. The group also claimed responsibility for last December's kidnapping of Canadian diplomat Robert Fowler and his aide in Niger, as well as the abduction of four European tourists returning from a nomadic cultural festival in January. One of those tourists was killed. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb says it killed an American teacher in Nouakchott in June because he was allegedly trying to convert Muslims to Christianity. It's considered a terrorist group by the U.S. State Department and the European Union. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.